This is Ian.
And this is Mark. We're here to tell you about our show, Free Talk Live.
While we do so, we'll play some choice show moments like this.
Free Talk Live. Only products designed for use in injecting, inhaling, or otherwise introducing marijuana and
injecting
other controlled substances
marijuana?
Into the human
hell
body.
Injects marijuana?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how out of touch these people are.
Not a good idea.
Never in the history of marijuana has anyone ever injected it into their veins.
Yeah. Kids, don't try that at home.
Free Talk Live.
What's the difference between a stoplight and a school bus?
A stoplight is a light, and a school bus is a school bus.
Full of children. And
right. So
the light doesn't have any kids in it.
That's what you call a derelict, educated derelict.
Yeah,
you've got to come out of Harvard.
I'm really not a derelict. I work for a living.
You are an educated derelict.
Barbara,
you know what?
I agree with
fun,
you.
Have fun. Play your game.
No.
You're a fornicator,
you what,
Mark.
When
Barbara.
You pass that next red light, I sure hope they get you good now.
Barbara,
hope you don't kill anybody.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, she hung up on you, Mark.
But I agree with you, Barbara.
Mark, why do we call Free Talk Live Talk Radio's insurrection?
I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of these so-called small government talk show hosts that promote Republican politicians who do nothing but increase the size of government, mortgage our futures, and then pretend like they're doing us a favor.
Free Talk Live.
I thought I had them dead to rights. And these bureaucrats, they just like, no. We do whatever we want here at the zoning board.
Yeah, that's right.
And you'll kiss our butts.
Peon. Serf.
You'll
slave.
You'll do what we say.
Yeah. Why label them citizens?
Oh.
Why not just call it what it is? You're a serf. You're a slave.
Free Talk Live.
Hope you find Christ.
Oh, good luck, buddy. Thanks.
What really turned me away from religion was the fact that most of them are so intolerant and nasty.
If you want to have that attitude with people,
yeah.
Like,
good
well,
luck,
you better find Christ or you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Good luck converting people.
The Salvation Army guy does not say, if you don't give, you're going to hell.
Free Talk Live.
I'm a supporter of law enforcement, and my boyfriend's a police officer.
What if there was a law passed that made cigarettes illegal? Would you also support your boyfriend going and raiding people's homes and businesses because they had some black market cigarettes?
Enforce laws if people are smoking cigarettes and they're not supposed to be?
Mm. Yeah.
Would he enforce them?
Yes.
He would.
Right, that's the problem.
It's
his job.
Can I go to a more extreme example than Lindsay? What if it was like Nazi Germany in 1939 and Jews were illegal? Would your boyfriend go around and grab them and throw them into concentration camps because it was the law?
If it was his job, he
my
would do it.
God.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's not a personal issue.
It is
job,
personal.
Doing something wrong is doing something wrong whether you've got the law on your side or not, ma'am.